Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Gantenbein reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kennedy. Gantenbein scores. Moses scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salter strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert is hit by the pitch. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckman covering, for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brancato moves to third. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Beckman moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Beckman moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into McCoy, who tags Rigney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.